You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On Medical Center says they gave firefighter Patrick Hardison an entirely new face, including a new nose, ears, and lips.
We can transplant the entire scalp with the face. That's a very important discovery. And it was done in a manner where we preserved the blood vessels that go to the scalp.
The Mississippi firefighter suffered third-degree burns on his entire face fighting a blaze in 2001. At a press conference today, Rodriguez talked about the August procedure of transplanting the face from a Brooklyn donor. It took 26 hours of surgery involving more than 150 doctors, nurses, and staff. Hardison is out of the hospital and doing well. The wife of Jesse Jackson Jr. is now an inmate in a West Virginia prison. The former Chicago alderman, Sandy Jackson, started her prison sentence this week at the facility in Elderson, West Virginia. Along with her husband, Jesse Jackson Jr., she pleaded guilty in 2013 for looting $750,000 in campaign funds and filing false tax returns. Her husband completed his 23 months prison sentence in September. Sandy will serve 1 year at the minimum security camp. And Taco Bell is joining other fast food restaurants and switching to cage-free eggs. The company says it'll serve only cage-free eggs by the end of next year. McDonald's, Starbucks, and Panera Bread have also said they're going the cage-free route. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host of Hot and Hunterdon, and thank you all for joining me. It is November 16th, and we have a busy show today. We're going to be talking a little bit about elected officials and politics, campaigning, how to volunteer, and a little bit we have to touch upon women in politics and how many women in New Jersey and across the country are represented as an elected official. And we're going to take a look at those numbers and find out ways we could get involved. We're also going to be diving into Poverty Benchmarks, a report that's put out every year about poverty. And we're going to look at what those numbers mean here in Hunterdon County. There was an article in the Star Ledger about it, and there is actually a written report that I killed a tree to be able to bring here today to the studio. And it has a lot of great information about poverty, and it certainly talks specifically about Hunterdon County. And I want to talk about that today because it's important to our community to recognize that poverty is among us and there are things we can do as a community to be a little bit stronger. So I appreciate you all joining me. We're going to take a little break and we'll be back with the weather and start off with our quote.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back in the studio to talk about the weather, and it is absolutely beautiful. So if you have only been outside to go into your office building and then perhaps to exit your office building in a little while, I would suggest that you get a little bit of a headache and run outside and enjoy the beautiful day today, because it is a running day. It is a day to be outside and to appreciate the fact that it is now spring. Apparently, we didn't get the memo, but we missed winter and we have spring-like temperatures outside. It is sunny today and we have a high around 63 degrees. Which is absolutely perfect. There's hardly a wind blowing around those leaves that are on the grass and calling out to us to bring them a rake. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with a low around 36, so we do need that extra blanket this evening. And the winds are very light, around 6 miles per hour, and they're not going to kick up until after midnight. So everyone's going to have a great night. Tomorrow, we have a sunny day as well, not as warm as today, and that's why I really urge you, there's about an hour and 20 minutes left of daylight, to go out right now and enjoy the beautiful spring-like temperatures. Tomorrow, our high is going to be about 51 degrees. Tuesday night, we have a partly cloudy night, a low around 37. Again, as long as we're above freezing, I think we're all happy. Wednesday, we have a mostly cloudy day with a high near 57. Now, there is some sad news for Thursday in the form of rain, which could be heavy at times, but the high is near 63. So I will take that. And the rest of the week is actually, let me get my picture icons up here. The rest of the week, besides the rain on Thursday, Wednesday's a chance of showers at night. But Friday is mostly sunny again with a high near 57. So I think it looks like a great week. Today really is the best. So it's unfortunate if you weren't able to go outside at all. That would have been a great thing to do today. But I do hope that you enjoyed it just a little bit. We always like to start out Hot and Hunted In with a quote. And our quote today is, of course, our thoughts are with the people of Paris. And we have a quote about peace. It is really one that is often commented when times are difficult and it's difficult to understand the acts of terrorists. And certainly we look to Martin Luther King's words and it is often used because his quote is so perfect. And it's this: darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So we think the words of Martin Luther King Jr. from A Testament of Hope, the essential writings and speeches, to even so many decades later, to once again remind us how important it is to have peace and love in our heart. And our thoughts obviously go out to all of the people who have been impacted by the recent terrorist acts, and we hope that they find peace and a way to mourn as a country and as individuals. So today we are going to have a caller at about 4:15 today, so hopefully that will work out. You all know my technical difficulties sometimes, but hopefully we'll be able to get our caller in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about elected officials and how to volunteer and get involved in politics.
I am not worried. I am not overly concerned. My friend implores me for one time only. Make an exception. I am not worried. Wrap her up in a package of lies. Send her off to a coconut island. I am not worried. I'm not overly concerned with the status of my emotions. Oh, she says you're changing, but we're always changing. It does not bother me to say this isn't love, 'cause if you don't wanna talk about it, then it isn't love. And I guess I'm gonna have to live with that, but I'm sure there's something in a shade of gray or something in between. And I can always change my name if that's what you mean. A friend assures me it's all enough, but I am not really worried. I am not.
not overly concerned. You try to tell yourself the things you try to tell yourself to make yourself forget. To make yourself forget. I am not worried if it's love, she said. Then gonna have to think about the consequences. But she can't stop shaking, and I can't stop touching her in this mind. Kindness falls like rain, it washes her away. And Anna begins to change her mind. Seconds when I'm shaking leave me shuddering for days, he says. And I'm not ready for this sort of thing. But I'm not gonna break, and I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm not gonna bend, and I'm not gonna break. I'm not gonna worry about it anymore. No, 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 no. It seems like I should say, as long as this is love. But it's not all that easy, so maybe I should snap her up in a butterfly net, pin her down on a photograph album. I am not worried, cause I've done this sort of thing before. But then I start to think about the consequences. I don't get no sleep in a quiet room. And this time, when kindness falls like rain, it washes me away. And I begin to change my mind.
Pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot and 100 and let's see how my technology skills are. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yes, BJ.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to start this segment out, Rosemary. Thank you for joining us on the phone, talking about politics, elected officials, how to get involved in local politics. And you know, I always have to get my soapbox in here and talk about the number of women that are or are not in elected office. So I wanted to share some statistics with my listeners here. So women in elected office in 2015, we have 104 women who serve in the U.S. Congress, 20 women serve in the Senate, and 84 women in the House. And this is part of the Rutgers Eagle Institute of Politics, who are doing some things like the Ready to Run event in March, which I know, Rosemary, you're going to talk to us about. But at the number of women in statewide elected executive posts is 77. And then we're able to look down and we know that we have 6 governors that are female and 13 lieutenant governors. So we are making some headway, Ro. And one of the ways people can get involved in elected, in becoming involved in grassroots politics, is volunteering. And I was hoping you could talk to us a little bit about that today.
Sure, it's my pleasure. And so I did want to talk a little bit about getting involved. And there's a lot of ways locally. But first, I do want to just start thanking Georgine for inviting me on today to talk about this. And I do think that involvement at the local level within your city and other ways is very, very important. And one of the things that I have found to do that is by first really being sure and knowing who your elected officials are. And I really think it's important to get started on the local level, whether that be your local board of education or your city council. And I think it's important to know who those people are and what the form of government is. And that's how really I got started, is understanding that from an early age, but then being able to continue to follow those persons, listening and watching council meetings and getting a good idea for that.
And Ro, today it's so different. People can find out who their elected officials are, if they're a mayor, council, board, and they actually, most of the individuals today have Twitter accounts, they have Facebook pages, so they can get a more personal interaction going, or at least a social media presence, and get to know their elected officials as well, can't they?
Yes, and that's the good way is, of course, on Facebook. Council persons in the city where I live have Facebook accounts, not all of them, but most of them. Those that choose to do that are really very available to their constituents. And that's also how I find it out when particular things are going on, political events, as well as when they need volunteers. And that was particularly important when we had a council race last year in our town, just that people knew what was going on and where they needed to go. So that's really the first step.
Now, Ro, you are of the opinion that people can make a difference, and being knowledgeable and involved can actually help get other people elected.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I apologize.
That's okay. So the question is, today, a lot of people believe the status quo continues, that when there are incumbents, they can't be beaten in elections, but you believe with a grassroots approach and a lot of new people getting involved and having voter registration drives, those things are still important tactics, aren't they?
Yes, and I do want to talk about that, because last year in the city of Clifton, we did in fact get a woman elected who was not originally from the city. And you know, we have a very long history of great people serving the city of Clifton for many generations, but by the same token, as our town changes, we need to represent all the demographics. So we really had to, this particular councilwoman, Murphy, had to really begin early on going to school, meeting with parents, getting involved in food drives, just walking around and meeting people at various events. And by doing that, we were able to really gain a lot of momentum for her, and we're also able to get her to know a lot of other people in various neighborhoods. And this was like complete word of mouth and Facebook, and really having the right people in the right neighborhoods that could help her get to know people. And some of the most successful ways that we did this was to have people have little gatherings in their homes, where she could meet people's neighbors, and that really started to give us a lot of momentum in that way. So that was very, very helpful. And then just having any kind of fundraisers or just coming, going to soccer fields, just talking to people. Our city really, to get someone's name out there, it took a lot. And then it did take some fundraising, that is true. I will not deny that, but by the same token, it was important just to get to know the people in the community, especially if you've only lived there for, say, 15 years versus, you know, the generations that many of our other elected officials have been there.
And I think people get scared away. That's an important point, Rosemary. People sometimes get scared away with being involved in politics because they believe it's only fundraising. But that's just one part of supporting a candidate and getting information out to the community. You know, hosting a gathering with 10 or 12 people that you know is a great grassroots strategy to get your candidate out in front and meeting people who maybe haven't made a decision yet on who they're going to be voting for. So it is a great strategy. And I was wondering if you could comment also on the door-to-door campaigning. Have you had experience with that?
Yes. And I was just going to mention that, actually. So, you know, that's one of the most important tactics that actually our father certainly did have quite a process for. So important to really take a look at your voter registration and take the opportunity to see who has voted the most in local elections and really go in and talk where you can with those people. Door-to-door really makes a difference in an election, going to various neighborhoods, knowing people in those neighborhoods that can help you by going door-to-door to their neighbors. And, you know, I did that when our Congressman Bill Pascrell was running for election when the districts were changed. And, you know, I had not necessarily always talked to every neighbor about it, but I felt it was so important that I basically wrote notes and visited with my neighbors just to show them the difference of the candidates. And that became really important because I knew he was the right person for the job. So that door-to-door makes a huge difference. And, you know, September, October are great times for that because everybody's out gardening and getting fall together.
Well, I think when you have candidates that you believe in and you're volunteering and going door to door and you truly believe the candidate is the right person, I think that people respond to that. So I think it's great when the door to door volunteers are so connected to the candidates. I think it's really important. And also, we should probably mention how much easier it is now to vote with an absentee ballot.
Yes, I mean, Chicago this year, and it's such a simple process. People can also get those sent to them. At least I know in the state county, I don't know if that's statewide, but you can just have it sent to you for every election. And it's such a simple process. It'll come very promptly. And, you know, that's another thing, too, though, is that people on grassroots going door-to-door, they need to be really aware of when that absentee ballot is mailed, because we have more and more people in aging and necessarily won't get to the polls or because of travel. And so it's important to hit those doors prior to those, right around the same time that those absentee ballots are mailed.
Excellent advice, Rosemary. And I just want to let people know, if they do know their candidates or they want to learn about their candidates, they're not inclined to go to social media, each party has a committee. And there's a committee in each and every county, be it a Republican committee, a Democratic committee. There are independent committees. There are political action committees that support policies or ideals rather than a candidate. And that's a great way for people to get involved, especially if they don't know anyone and they just want to learn a little bit more. They're usually open, those meetings, are they not?
Yes, they typically are open and people can come and learn. And then, of course, some local elections are nonpartisan, and so that, you know, wouldn't matter of the party. And I also did want to note that you were talking about ready to run, and I certainly do suggest that. And I think that was just a great experience that I had.
And it's fun when it becomes something that's part of your traditions or becomes, you know, something you can engage your whole family in, as you often do, to make sure that your family is represented as volunteers and doing some great things. And there's always some great stories around the day after Election Day that I always like to hear about and learn about, because some really great things happen. And I think it's a great way for people to realize that they do have a voice and they can get involved in politics. I mean, I'm always pushing gender equality and, you know, the numbers support that we are gaining more women in elected official capacity, but certainly not a representation of the census numbers where we should be. And Ro, perhaps you could come back another time when it's closer to the Ready to Run campaign, which is happening in March, which is a way to help support women who are not represented in elected capacity at this time.
Yes, I believe that they do a session on the Friday night for minority women, and I'm a woman of minorities, and then they do have the session, which I do think this year I'm going to probably go again because I enjoyed it so much, and I thought it was really great. And I did want to say that it's important for anyone to find out for their email and their ongoing items, because they really do provide a great deal of information. They have great research, and I just think it's a great nonpartisan organization.
Excellent. Well, Ro, thank you for joining us today to talk about this. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're welcome to stay with us. And I do have to catch up because, Ro, I have to pay the bills over here.
You have to pay the bills.
Yeah, I have to pay the bills. I have to get my sponsors on here. So, so stay on with us and we're going to do a commercial.
Okay. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, and we're back here at Hot and Hunterin. I think, I'm not sure if we have our caller. I think was able to spend a little bit of time with us today to talk about getting involved in politics and in a grassroots movement and how important it is to know your local officials and to get involved in that in whatever capacity that you choose to. And it doesn't matter to us here at the radio station which affiliation you go with. We just want you to get more involved and to have a voice in your community and to be connected to your community. And a great way to do that is, of course, to be involved in the decision makers of your community, how your tax dollars get spent, how decisions are made on a local level. These are critical things. And I here at Hot and Hunterdon, of course, want you to be so involved in that, that you feel comfortable when those decisions are made and that you do attend council meetings and you definitely take the time to voice your opinion. I think it's critical that we make certain that the views of all of our community are represented in Congress, in local government, in our federal and state offices, and of course, always going to push the gender equality button as I can with women in elective office, because I just feel that we have not done enough as women to support other women that are running for election, and I really would like to see those numbers increase to over 25%, and we're not there yet. So we're going to work on that. We're going to take a news break. And then when we come back, we're actually going to be talking about something other than politics and elected officials and being involved in local campaigns. We are going to talk a little bit about poverty and poverty here in Hunterdon County. What does it look like in New Jersey and what does it look like here? We'll be talking about a report that was recently issued by Legal Services of New Jersey. So I hope you stay with us.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. The performance of TSA agents at New York's international airports is being called into question following the Paris terror attacks. A new Department of Homeland Security report says screeners at JFK and Newark International airports flunked secret security tests in which undercover operatives posing as passengers smuggled weapons and phony bombs onto planes. The DHS says six other U.S. airports failed too, but will not identify them because of national security concerns. The New York Post says they include Atlanta and San Francisco. Screeners are reportedly using behavioral analysis to ID suspicious flyers instead of calling in interrogation experts. President Obama is promising to continue the fight against ISIS, but is resisting calls to send thousands of U.S. ground troops into Iraq and Syria. At the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Obama defended the U.S.-led campaign against ISIS. He called it a comprehensive, aggressive, and multifaceted campaign. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right?
With the help of Ovation Cell Therapy, you can look your best this holiday season. Ovation Cell Therapy's protein and amino acid treatment nourishes the hair and scalp to bind and absorb into the hair shaft naturally for hair that is noticeably thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking. Guaranteed, or you'll get a full refund.
So this holiday season, get the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set for yourself
and give a set to a special friend on your holiday list
and save on both.
This year's holiday gift set includes Ovation Hair's 3-bottle cell therapy system, thermal protection spray, Ovation Hair wet dry brush, and brand new detangling spray. Save over 50% on the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set. They sell out fast, so hurry to ovationhair.com and remember to select USA News at checkout for an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
Arizona Senator John McCain disagrees with President Obama's strategy on fighting the terrorists. He says ISIS is stepping up its attacks and the U.S. must change its strategy.
We do not have a strategy and we have to devise, have one, and we can, but increasing airstrikes, I promise you, is not going to solve this.
McCain says an alliance with Russia or Iran to do this would be ridiculous. ISIS has promised retaliation against any country that conducts airstrikes against Syria. The U.S. Supreme Court is rejecting a case involving efforts to get more information about Planned Parenthood. A group called New Hampshire Right to Life has been trying to secure information about Planned Parenthood's internal dealings. Planned Parenthood is at the center of a national debate over abortion and the harvesting of fetal tissue for research. Congressional Republicans want to strip federal funding from this organization. And the heroes who stopped a terrorist on a French train are now honorary L.A. Lakers. Spencer Stone, Alex Scarlatos, and Anthony Sadler were honored at last night's game. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The recent attacks in Paris have caused some to question various international foreign policies to fight terrorism. As USA's Russ Jones explains, many Americans are also noticing how President Obama refers to the attacks versus his predecessor, George W. Bush.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. People who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
That's what President Bush said on the heels of 9/11 from Ground Zero in New York. And then he said this from the Oval Office.
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And about the recent deaths of 129 people and 352 wounded, President Obama said this.
The terrible events in Paris were obviously a terrible and sickening setback.
A setback he's defending.
Given the fact that there are enormous sacrifices involved in any military action, it's best that we don't, shoot first and aim later.
And some are asking just how many lives will it take for the Obama administration to take a shot and applaud France's aggressive actions in response to terrorist attacks of radical Islamists. I'm Russ Jones.
For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot 100. We're going to spend the rest of our time here today talking about poverty in the community. So obviously, those of you who don't know me, I'm the deputy director over at Norwest Cap, a community action partnership program, part of 1,100 agencies across the country that were started on the War on Poverty platform back in 1965 with Lyndon B. Johnson. And the agency I work for and similar agencies, our purpose was to eradicate poverty in our communities at a local level with local involvement from people that are in or that were in poverty. And some of that has changed and most of it has not changed. Our boards, any community action partnership or program board, is made up of one-third low-income participants. It is a requirement of the federal government who funds through the CSBG Act, the funding for programs. And the tripartite part of the board is what sets the CAP agencies apart from other nonprofit organizations, because it's critical to have the people that use the service make decisions about the service. At least I believe it's critical. And there are many other people who, like me, believe that the only way to change our communities to reflect the services that are needed is to make certain that there's a voice for people that are in poverty and people that need services. So at Norwest Cap and across the country with our other partner agencies, we do work in a lot of the resources that help to build individuals out of poverty and into promise of self-sufficiency, if that's through wages or, when we talk about poverty, we do not only talk about the financial resources of poverty, because poverty is about all of the resources, spiritual, human capacity, all of those things that go way beyond money. And in our community, in Hunterdon County, we often see information about poverty in other counties, in urban areas, in every other community, but that poverty is here in Hunterdon County. And so when the Poverty Benchmarks 2015 report came out And that is an annual report that Legal Services of New Jersey Poverty Research Institute provides. When that comes out, we are concerned about that. So we're going to go to a quick commercial here and take a caller. Just listening to a little bit of Jim Brickman, whose song is about summer. So I thought that was appropriate with the very warm temperatures and the need to claim a headache and go outside before the darkness comes upon us. And we're joined back with our caller, Rosemary, I believe, if my technology is correct again.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes, all right, great. We were just talking about our communities and poverty in the community. And when I say we, I mean I was just rambling on about the need to have services in our community that reflects the people that are in poverty. And one of those ways, of course, as we were speaking earlier, is about making certain that we have a voice in the community, that all people in the community have a voice. And one way to do that is to make sure that people are involved with voting and attending meetings and knowing about the decisions that happen in the community. Now, I believe that some towns actually televise their council meetings on cable.
Yes, and some are even more advanced, and I believe our city does this, where they post the link to the council meeting so people can watch it at any time.
And that's a great way for people, maybe they're not certain what goes on. There is an order to a council meeting of when you take public comments and how to get on the agenda, and that can be a little bit overwhelming. So I always like the process of observing first, which you can do that by, I'm sure you can go on the town where you reside in their website or the county or the municipality and find out when the meetings are always set because of public information. The agenda is usually on the website of the town. You can download it and see what's going on. And you can be entertained, can't you, Rosemary?
Sometimes you can. I think it's also important to understand the form of government that the city has. And interesting that some of the cities have moved their elections to November, hoping to get more voter participation, where other cities still do their, say, Board of Ed in April or the council in May. And there's a lot of ongoing discussion about that where I live and in other cities, but there hasn't really been that much time has taken place that the elections have switched to November in order to really have a good idea for that. But there are some cities, as per, I believe it was Governor Christie's toolbox that was passed, that those elections could be moved to November. And some towns have followed suit.
Because elections, to host an election does cost money for the taxpayers. So the less elections we have, perhaps the greater the participation and the less cost overall for the election.
That's true. Other persons do feel, though, that it allows partisan politics to enter nonpartisan elections. I have a personal opinion that partisan politics are always involved in nonpartisan elections, but that's just my personal experience for probably over 40 years. But that's kind of the controversy on the other side. And recently, I was reading on Facebook someone writing that at our Board of Education was moved to November, and that that means that only the candidates 1, 2, and 3 won in those places on the ballot for the last 2 years. I don't know if any of us have any insight into the minds of voters that we could predict such a thing and know that's why we would need to move it. But it certainly is for a lot of controversy, I guess. And I do hope or look towards the League of Women Voters to, you know, do some research or something like that and give communities some good information on it.
That's a great point, Rose. Stay with us. We're going to take, we have to do our commercial so we could pay our bills here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit more about local politics, how to get involved, and how to have a voice in your community.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and today is November 16th. I have Rosemary Barron on the phone with me today, a grassroots campaign organizer who has certainly taken the initiative to be involved in local politics at a local level and to make certain that she knows the candidates and that she supports the ones that she likes and encourages all people to be part of the voting process. So, Ro, thank you again for staying with us at Hot in Hunterdon for this hour. Are you still with us, Ro? I hope you
yes,
didn't.
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay.
I have the phone on mute, to be honest.
Oh, well, that is a problem when your host is asking you questions. So, Ro, I do have a question from someone who is listening to the show. They want to know if you happen to know if more votes were cast when the voting was changed to November.
Yes, and it's my understanding that more were cast. I don't have the exact statistics on that. I probably should know that, but it is my understanding that they were.
So that may have been a good strategy change.
Potentially. But there are still some people that feel that it was partisan in nature. So, and the other thing that we need to really consider is that the ballot is very crowded then. So, but I think the main purpose is that a lot more people, you know, if you have people that aren't used to voting a certain time, they are more used to voting in November.
Okay, that is a good point. And I guess we can maybe see if the more votes that were cast happen to be part of a certain party, if that maybe was a push.
That potentially is, and there is a feeling that then particularly partisan people may support the candidates. And I think that's something to really watch for. And I do need to have the statistics, but I'm pretty sure more votes were cast.
Okay, great. And thanks for our caller for sending that question into us here.
I do want to also note, though, that the amount of votes did decline as you went down the ballot. So the highest number being at the highest elected officials, and then less and less as you got down to a board event. So that's something to consider, too. Maybe those people weren't going to vote anyway. You know, that's the thing. Hard to tell.
Right, right. And just like with a lot of things in politics, you think sometimes that you know the answer and it makes sense to you and it's logical, and then you get consensus and it just doesn't always work the way that you think that it should. I do know that it is, for someone who's not, I am not very involved in my local politics. And quite honestly, there's some elections that there's no sense voting because there isn't a candidate from both parties. So, you know, you want your vote to count. So you want to vote on things that are important and matter. And sometimes it gets confusing when you're supposed to go and vote.
Yes, that's right. And that's why for some people, for residents that maybe haven't been in particular cities for a while, the November makes sense to them. I was having that conversation. My daughter attends a Catholic high school and having that conversation with some residents from my city who are not originally from the city where I live. And they absolutely were like, what do you mean you voted in April? November's election. So there's a lot to be said about it, right?
Absolutely. And I know that one thing that people have been trying to push for years is being able to vote in local elections where you're a homeowner.
Right. And I think that's such an important point. And I can understand that we don't want people to vote more than once. I get all that. However, if you happen to own a home in a second home that you may rent or you may be your second home, I think it's really not good that you cannot have a local election vote, because that's your tax dollars, and that's when sometimes if there are a lot of residents, let's say a shore community, you know, if elected officials are not accountable to all of the taxpayers by them exercising their vote, then I think that's a real problem. And I know that legislature has tried to be passed on many occasions and really hasn't gone too far. And what ends up happening often is that those homeowners will have one member of the family vote in one city and one in another, so they can have some sort of a presence. But I think that is essential, that people that own homes should be able to vote in their local community.
I agree with you, Rowan. We're saying we want people to be more involved in their community. And I think a lot of people don't realize that you can only be registered in one district and you can't vote in multiple places in New Jersey. So as a homeowner, you may not have the opportunity to be part of that decision-making process of who the leadership team is making your decisions about your hard-earned money, or just your money if it's not hard-earned. So that is an important point. Thanks for bringing that up today. Mm-hmm. And I also, we have a few minutes left here, and I just wondered why you got involved in, and you're not, you have never run for office. I'm not sure, is that an aspiration of yours?
No, I have no aspiration of running for a political office. I do not. I think there's people have roles in their life, and my role has been to connect people with the right people. So however that is, I mean, I giggle over the fact that a local person that I'm friends with of a different party than mine was running for a freeholder position. And I giggle that people in that opposite party, let's just say the Republican Party, because it doesn't matter to me. I you can look up that I'm a registered Democrat. And people, Republicans in town, were coming to me to connect them to the Republican candidate, knowing that I was a Democrat, because they know that at the end of the day, my objective is to get people involved where they have interest, not based on their party. So I find myself maneuvering and discussing with people who they should call, what they should do. So I guess I was working as an undercover operative for the Republican Party.
Well, that may not be a bad thing. You're certainly a connector, though. You're someone that makes sure that the right people are connected in the right room around the right issues. And that's how we solve things. We solve things across party lines, and we solve things by treating each other with respect and listening to one another, but not backing down from our opinion or our thoughts, and making sure that those that we represent have a voice from us.
That's right. And I think one of the things that have been disappointing to me in the last 2 to 3 years in the city where I live is there's just way too much personal vendetta people creating things that are not nice about others, and that's not the way it should be. It is about, you know, the facts, but we also should respect each other's opinions, because when people start to get like that, people are discouraged from voting and voicing their opinions.
And that's very true, and it sets a negative tone all the way around. People just don't want to get involved. They don't want to vote. They don't want to listen to debates. It's unnecessary to cast aspersions on other people's character that have nothing to do with the facts, or just to actually make certain that the facts don't have a way to come to light. So it's good not to be involved in negative campaigning, and it's good to set a tone as a community that we do not tolerate that, that that is not acceptable to us.
Yeah, I get a little disappointed sometimes, but, you know, you can only take care of your side of the street.
That's true. You're only responsible for your own actions.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I know someone who says that. Those are good words to live by. We have to make other people accountable, and we have to make certain that we voice our disappointment when people do not act as they should. And certainly we do see that in politics. But I hope with enough people like you, Rosemary, that stand up and are at the ground level and are part of grassroots organization for our politicians, I hope that they understand the tone that you set and that their behavior matches that tone.
Yeah. You sometimes make some enemies, but that's okay. You have to just make sure you maintain that. And, you know, just being raised in a family that was so involved in politics, but the most important thing was respect for others. And that's what's really important. And always, and you know, I do believe in my city first and then my party, because it's more important to me who's, you know, taking who, what candidate at a county level or state are really invested in my community.
Well, Ro, I thank you so much for joining us here at Hot and 100.
My pleasure.
Well, I always enjoy talking politics with you and talking campaigning and how to get people elected and to help elevate people's visibility. There are some great candidates that don't have the money to run a full-fledged campaign, as other people with larger coffers. And I think it's great when the feet on the street are able to send that message. And we started we had a Counting Crows song when we started our broadcast this afternoon, Ro. And one of the lines from the song, I think, sums it up for me. Every word is nonsense, but I understand every word. That's how it is with politics. And you interpreting for me, and I appreciate that. And thanks so much for being a guest on Hot and 100.
Thank you. Have a great evening, Georgie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the 100 Medical Center. 100 Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100 Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.100andhealthcare.org.
And that's our show for today. Thank you for joining me at Hot 100. And I hope you are able to stay around for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. She always has some great guests in the studio, and she's often in here with some great musical talent. So stay tuned for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, and you can listen to the news now.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. The performance of TSA agents at New York's international airports is being called into question following the Paris terror attacks. A new Department of Homeland Security report says screeners at JFK and Newark International airports flunked secret security tests in which undercover operatives, posing as passengers, smuggled weapons and phony bombs onto planes. The DHS says six other U.S. airports failed too, but will not identify them because of national security concerns. The New York Post says they include Atlanta and San Francisco. Screeners are reportedly using behavioral analysis to ID suspicious flyers instead of calling in interrogation experts. President Obama is promising to continue the fight against ISIS, but is resisting calls to send thousands of U.S. ground troops into Iraq and Syria. At the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Obama defended the U.S.-led campaign against ISIS. He called it a comprehensive, aggressive, and multifaceted campaign. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right?
With the help of Ovation Cell Therapy, you can look your best this holiday season. Ovation Cell Therapy's protein and amino acid treatment nourishes the hair and scalp to bind and absorb into the hair.